Well, do please turn in your Bibles in front of you to John 18, verse 33 to 40, and it is found on page 1087. John 18, verse 33 to 40. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you've done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Well, please do take up that passage again. And let us consider the message of our reading. Are you the king of the Jews? A question of uncertainty for Pilate. Something didn't add up. The Jewish leaders claimed this man Jesus was a dangerous criminal. But Pilate had seen these kinds of men before and knew Jesus was not like them. He expected to meet a belligerent rebel and met instead the calm majesty of confident superiority. He could not reconcile the character of the prisoner with the charge brought against him. Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus' answer to that probed Pilate's question. Did he really want to know if he was king of the Jews, or was he just asking on the behalf of those who had already condemned him? Are you a political king conspiring against Caesar? Or are you the messianic king of Israel? The answer to that first question was no. But the answer to that second question was yes. Jesus is a king. He is a king. But his kingdom is not of this world. It is a kingdom of peace. In verse 36, Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." His is not a rival political kingdom. It is not a kingdom of armies and navies and swords and battles. This was no kingdom based upon force, pride, the love of human praise, the desire for domination and self-interest. If it was, his followers would be fighting the occupiers. No, Jesus' kingdom is of heaven. A kingdom founded on love, sacrifice, humility, and righteousness. It is a kingdom of peace. And the reality is that this kingdom is mightier than Rome. It would continue to expand and influence long after Rome passed away. And it has done so to this very day. Of course, Pilate had no comprehension of this. He seems reassured and concludes that Jesus is no threat. And this is conveyed by his sarcastic response. So you are a king. And Jesus, he doesn't deny he is, but he insists that he was born a king and born to be a different kind of king. Jesus says, verse 38, you say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of peace. And he is the king of truth. Unlike the materialistic agenda of Rome and all other kingdoms of this world, the king of truth is concerned with a heavenly plan. And Jesus grows his kingdom not by force, but by testifying to the truth. And truth is what Jesus tells us about God and eternal life through the listening of his word. This is why Jesus came. And so while Pilate thinks he is an innocent and objective judge sitting in trial on a political matter, he is being judged himself. By showing Pilate the nature of his kingdom, Jesus issues him with a challenge to listen to him and become part of his kingdom. And Jesus makes the same appeal and challenge to us. To look away from the materialistic desires and to listen to him, the King of truth, so that you might be part of his kingdom of peace. Well, as for Pilate, he dismisses Jesus' words with his cynical retort. Pilate says, what is truth? What is truth? To him, Jesus' words were foolish. He thought there was no truth in the kind of spiritual kingdom Jesus represented. For Pilate, soldiers and armies were truth. Rome was truth. Caesar was truth. Political power was truth. What is truth? What is truth was a dismissal and rejection of the King of truth. Many in our day ask Pilate's question, but from a different perspective, noting that many things are true only on the basis of personal preference or perspective. They think all truth is personal and individual. They think there is no truth about God. There is only my truth and your truth, and one is as good as the other. But they dismiss the truth, the King of truth. And this thinking is strong in our day, but it denies the one who said, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Now for Pilate, he had learned all he needed. Jesus was no danger and so should be released. He knew Jesus was innocent. But instead of releasing him, he called upon a Jewish custom to release a prisoner at Passover. Pilate, perhaps motivated by cowardice or seeking human praise, appealed to the crowd to release Jesus, but they cried, Barabbas. And so Barabbas the rebel, the guilty one, was set free. And Jesus, the King of truth, took his place and was condemned to die. Well, let's now take some time to quietly reflect on what we've just heard.